Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side.
Oh my mama, it has been 3 days since our last podcast episode, and here we are. This week we're talking about joy. I'm being a little quiet right now because it's getting late again, but I wanted to pop in and say hello. I know a lot of you are following along with the code words, and I'm so grateful that you've been sticking around. This season has been a season, ladies. It's been a season of really learning the beauty of Advent outside of the hope, peace, joy, and love that I'm most familiar with. Usually this season is a time to slow down, and just kind of, I don't know, I like space, and I like time, and I like taking my prayer time in the morning and lighting a candle. Last year I spent such a glorious time with my little lost child in prayer, and I'm trying so hard to incorporate Casey, our lost child, into this season, but it's so hard to keep myself afloat, not just as a mom to a lost child, but as a mom now to an adoptive child, and as a pregnant mom, and as a mom who's getting her house redone, and there's stress, and there's chaos, and then there's moments like this to stop and pause. As we reflect on joy this week, Mama, we've talked about what are different things that bring you joy. And I think for me, taking these moments to walk with other moms who know what struggle is and who can share in that one aspect of struggle with me has brought me joy. But joy can be misunderstood. We think that if we're not happy, then we don't have joy. I know a lot of moms listening struggle to find happiness because loss is hard and holidays are hard with loss, so happiness is not always close at hand. However, joy is always a choice. When we're upset or things are chaotic, when we're flustered and in over our heads, we ought to pause for a moment of joy. That's why tonight, as my husband is downstairs, it's almost 11 o'clock our time, and he is getting our basement ready to be painted. As we're remodeling things, he's had to step in and do a lot of the nitty-gritty work in between, and so he's spending his time doing that, which means we are not spending an evening together like we try to do. We try to watch one show every night just to unwind and chat about it and be together. We would play a game, but our tables are mostly covered with stuff. 'Tis the season, I suppose. But in the hustle and bustle of my own work, catching up on dishes and grading our daughter's homeschool stuff and catching up on / getting ahead in my job / checking in on the gifts that I bought for nieces and nephews, I thought it would be important to pause and to check in with you. I didn't want to go one more day without chatting with you. And though usually I try to do an extra episode over on Patreon as a bonus to you, tonight I'm just going to be real and give you what I have. And that's simply the few minutes that we're here together. So this Christmas countdown does come with a few missing episodes, but I appreciate your patience and I appreciate walking together. It's been nice because in any ounce of free time that I've had, I've been journeying with a lot of you mamas in creating a recipe book from lost moms to lost moms, and this is a fundraiser to support a little baby girl who is in the NICU. I believe she's 30 weeks gestation now, but she was born, I believe, at the 24 weeks gestation, and she is fighting for her life daily. And it's such an inspiration, and as a mom to a lost child, seeing that vulnerability and that beauty is such an honor to be a part of her story. And it made me want Casey to be a part of her story too, that my child, though never on this earth in any capacity outside my womb, I know what loss is, and I know that I can imagine how scary it is to see your own child on a ventilator. I know some of you listening, that's your experience now, and I'm so, so sorry, and you are not alone. So this is our joint effort to share in this journey together, and be reminded of the beauty of life, even at such a young age. That's joy, sisters. And so if you have not chosen joy this season, or if you're still trying to figure out new ways, I would invite you, especially if you're journaling along or reflecting along, to consider what joyful choices you can make, even when you're not happy, even when you don't feel like you have all the answers. Your joy is intentionally your choice, and I encourage you, mom, to choose joy today. The code word for today is choice. If you message me that, you have a chance to win a care box. I've been sending out some of those, or at least putting them together to be sent out this season, and every few days I pick some winners, and I hope you're one of them. So please be in touch. Alongside sending a code word, just sharing your thoughts on the episode is important too, right? Like, what brings you joy? What joyful choices have you made this season? Or what joyful choices will you hope to make tomorrow? Thank you for walking with me on this journey. Thank you for checking in. I know it's a little late tonight. And I hope that as this podcast continues, even outside of the Christmas season, you'll journey along with me again. In the new year, I hope to have more interviews and more stories to share. These last few weeks have just been kind of checking in and reflecting together on all the beauty of the Christmas season. I look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. Sweet dreams, Mama.